Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Joining me today, two giants in the world of helping other people, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Milan Jurkovic.
Hey,
thanks, Steve.
Hello, fellow giant.
I don't know that I want to be a giant.
Well, it's too bad. You are. So get with it.
As long as I'm a small giant.
If you have a body image problem, you need to get help for that. But okay. You're a giant. And it's a great thing. And I've got a tree growing out of my head, so I'm going to move over here a little bit. I don't like having a tree growing out of my head.
But the tree has a brain in it.
Yes, it does.
Did you notice that?
Now, it does have a brain in it.
Brain, yes. Though. It's a detached
Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, see, it's because maybe you're not watching us on the NRB network
right.
and a couple other networks on television. You can get the broadcast there. That's what we do here. Now, if you want to join us for the program today, we'd love for you to do that. It's 1-800-229-3000. Now, let me tell you about what happened last weekend. On Friday, I had the great, amazing, distinct pleasure of speaking to over 400 pastors in Northern California at the KFAX Pastor Appreciation Luncheon. I can't think of a time where I've enjoyed it more. And, when you're speaking to pastors, to try to out-theologize them, you know, probably not a good idea. So what did I do? I just tried to make them laugh. And they were so grateful. Like, hey, it's not easy being a pastor. We need a good laugh here. But it was a great time. And then we had our listener appreciation function. Jill spoke. Mm-hmm. Chris Williams, I spoke. And then we did a radio show. And I forget when it's going to air, but we'll tell you about that. And it was such a great thing to
so
be
fun.
With our listeners.
Wonderful listeners
and
up there.
Then I want to tell you, everybody, that this Friday, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. at the grand opening, the gala of the Museum of the Bible. Now, I've been excited about this, and I don't know if you've seen anything about it. If you haven't, you ought to Google it. But it's one of the greatest things in the Christian world ever developed. It's near the Capitol. It's in Washington, D.C. It is spectacular. Well, Becky Brown was at our Restore conference, and she and a friend went over there for a pre-grand opening preview. And there in the Museum of the Bible is the Life Recovery Bible. I am so
That is
blown
so
away.
Cool,
I had no
Steve.
Idea. Yeah. Well, one of the reasons it is, it's the 25th anniversary. It sold 2.5 million copies. We've just released the second edition. But I was looking at the bestseller list of Christian booksellers of Bibles. And this amazing thing with the Life Recovery Bible. Think about this. I mean, there are Bibles on there by John MacArthur, Chuck Swindoll, the Leadership Bible, all these different Bibles. The number one best-selling Bible is a gift Bible. Well, that makes sense because people, they buy them by the truckloads. Yeah. And also, like at our church, we gave a gift Bible to all the kids. The second best-selling Bible is the Adventure Bible. That's a kid's Bible. So then, number three at the top of the list is the Life Recovery Bible.
Wow.
No.
It outsells.
Oh, my gosh.
All the study Bibles, specialty Bibles, all of that.
Wow.
It's right there at the very top, which it usually has been, but then some others kind of took over for a while. But I'm going to tell you, if you've never seen this Bible, it's a Bible to help you recover your life after grief, after divorce, whatever, addiction, you name it. The Life Recovery Bible, you can get a copy at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Right now, come join us for our program. Come tell us what you're dealing with. Let us give you an answer that we hope honors God and His truth. at 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and me, Steve Arterburn, we're going to take your call.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn, and we're going to be in the studio today for 3 hours. Actually, I'm going to take a break in the second one because I'm going to do we're on a network. I forget how many stations they have, but 100 or so. And I need to be with them in the middle. Then I'll be back in the third hour. But it's 1-800-229-3000. If you can't get through, I think they're actually having some problems with the phones. So just keep dialing, and we'll get to you in just a minute. But before we go there, you've heard us talk about, hopefully you have, that we're really focusing, of course, on Thanksgiving. But we're really focusing on something more than Thanksgiving. We're focusing on Thanksgiving this year. Because all of us, every year, I think most people, unless you're, you know, a psychopath, sociopath, weird, strange, you say thank you, God. You're grateful, absolutely grateful for all that God is doing in your life. But the question is, are you living it? And so the Sunday after next, I'm going to be preaching on Thanksgiving. And I'd love for you to come, if at all possible. But we've been talking about that here. And
It's such a good point. You're right, because it's like an automatic to be thankful this one time a year. But
right.
Do we really take it to heart? Does it really go deep?
And there's a Native American saying, and it said this, you know, back in the old days when Native Americans were treated so poorly. Listen to this. Give thanks for unknown blessings already on their way. And so how do you do that? Well, you have to live a life of gratitude, not just at Thanksgiving. And that means thanks loving. I mean, if they can put giving and thanks together, I can put living and thanks together, and I can put loving and thanks together. Thanks loving means you're so grateful that you love when it's the most uncomfortable, the most difficult, the biggest struggle ever, you do it anyway. That's really thanks loving. You're so grateful for what God has done for you. And sometimes, you know, we got to suffer. But when we compare our suffering to anything that Jesus went through, or like the Apostle Paul or the disciples, it usually comes up, it's not too much compared to what they went through. So if we're going to live out our thankful feelings, then we have to make some sacrifices. We have to reach out to people that we normally don't want to. We have to love. And then the feeling become, they become actions that people notice. And then they say, man, that is one grateful person because he lives out the gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's tie this all together.
Okay, tie it up.
You ready?
Okay, Mylon. Yeah, we're ready.
Life Recovery Bible.
Okay.
See, the more unrecovered we are, the less capable we are of being thankful, and the less capable we are of being loving. The more we recover, the more that we heal, the more we grow in Christ, the more we emotionally develop intelligence and relational intelligence and heal from our traumas, And from our wounds, the more we're able to do those things, Steve, which is back to your Life Recovery Bible again. Why is that such a popular Bible? Because it just strikes to the very core of where so many of us hurt. It addresses our pains. It addresses the places where we're stuck.
Yeah. And you know, Jill mm-hmm. was there in Northern California, and there was a lady who was talking about the loss of her husband 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And we talked Sweet lady. About... Oh, wonderful woman. Mm-hmm. And we talked about, you know, if you don't fully recover from mm-hmm. that and resolve that through the grief, the anger, the sadness, then you're spending so much time reacting to something in the mm-hmm. past that you can't respond to whatever's in the present. That really is the foundation of take your life back. Stop reacting. Okay, you can't do that? Then let's find a path and a process mm-hmm. to heal whatever it is that we react to. Now we can respond to God. And if you might be in a place where you say, I am so grateful, then you go to act out that gratitude. You mm-hmm. want to show it, but you can't. You get hung up. Okay, so you need the path and the process to get to that place.
Right. So it's moving to a different place, Steve, you know, in the grief. Like this woman, you know, you're never grateful that someone that you deeply love has died, mm-hmm. right? You're never grateful for that.
No.
But you move along and you come to a place of acceptance and you see it differently. You're grateful that they were in your life and what they added to your life and that you'll see them again someday, hopefully as Christians. And so, you know, in this imperfect life, we can have gratitude. We can be in a place where we feel filled up.
Yeah. And we can do that if we process grief properly.
Right, okay? Right. That it doesn't always have to be deprivation is what I'm trying to say.
Correct. You're absolutely right. But if I'm captivated, if something has a hold of me, mm-hmm. either a past loss or a trauma or mm-hmm. these various things, then I'm not present. I can't
yes.
see you today.
Yes.
I can't see Steve. I can't see the needs of other people because I'm so involved in myself. I'm so mm-hmm. preoccupied that I can't ever observe. And then to be thankful and loving, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll mention this. When you get hung up, when you get stuck, there is a path and a process that will help you to heal, help you to transform. In Jill's book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, we were talking about this the other day, that path and that process is in there. There are mm-hmm. things that she tells you that you can do if you're still in that place where mom and dad, maybe they're still alive, maybe not, but boy, they've got such a grip on you. You have mm-hmm. to let it go.
Right.
And so what people appreciate about that book is there's things to do. When Every Man's Battle came out, men loved it because it said, hey, don't just feel bad about looking at pornography. Here's some things you can do, like balance your eyes. Mylon Kay wrote How We Love. And in there, well, and Jill, you were giving this out at our yes. event Friday night. There is something to do. There are a lot of things to do other than just understand yourself better. But one of the most powerful things is the comfort circle. The other day, I was with my wife. She looked at me. She said, come here. She put me in her lap, and we did the comfort circle right there in the basement with the television off, and it made all the difference in the world. Mm. There are things that you can do. Now, if you can't do them, you know, if you've got the best advice ever, you know what to do, but you can't, then you need to get help. What's the help? Well, we mentioned Life Recovery. You could call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, get a Life Recovery Bible. Or ask Reba, that's who you call. You could ask Reba about how do I start a group, or how does a group even get started, or is there one near my area? Whatever. She'll tell you about that. It's Reba at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could call us, and we could connect you with one of 1,500 counselors. Or you could go to one of our workshops on a weekend, and everything could change forever for the good. That'd be a really cool thing. So whatever it is, and however it is that you're struggling, don't just stay stuck. Don't just say, well, I want to do that, but I can't. Or every time I try to do that, I get hung up. Do whatever it takes to get to the next step. There is a path. There is a process. And it's worked for millions of people. And this next year, we'll celebrate 30 years of doing that for people. Now, before we go to a break here in just a bit, Our phones are not working right now. That's why you're hearing me talk, and we're not taking a phone call. So keep trying, because they will be fixed. We've never seen it where, you know, I think they've almost got the telephone pole back up outside the parking lot there. So it's just, yeah, get that. Oh, yeah, there's the crane going up. I see it now. Not really. But let me mention this. We've talked about this. God moved in a very amazing way and prompted a group of very dedicated supporters to help us here in November, because they knew things had been a little bit short there in the summer and through September, October. So they said, okay, we're going to put together some funds, and we want other people to match these funds. $260,000, mm-hmm, came together. And they said, here it is. Let's challenge people to make a gift that would equal this by November the 30th. And just like in this case, some people gave $10, some $100, but all together it came to $260,000. So I don't know if you could help us with, we had a guy, first-time giver, just up and gives us $10,000 because he could, and he wanted to stay on the air. We had dinner with a wonderful, wonderful supporter of New Life. Been listening to us for a while, just said, I'm going to write them a check for $50,000. Mm-hmm. Twice. I mean, that's the kind of people we have. Mm-hmm. But here's something else. We've had a guy that said, I know you need money more than I do. I have $4.16 in my checking account, and I'm going to give it to you. Now, all of those gifts mean so much. And here's what happens when people give. Somebody goes to Every Man's Battle that couldn't afford it. A couple ends up going to the Intimacy Intensive. Mm-hmm. And they tell us, if something doesn't happen this weekend, we're done. We're leaving for good. And then they come, and things do happen. And it's just absolutely amazing.
And Steve, a lot of times, one of the issues that is stressing a couple out is money. So when we're able to help them out to get there and they can move forward, they can resolve all kinds of things. And then they often give back for someone else.
And I would just say this. Because people are generous, we do have money for folks to go to these workshops. In fact, I'll tell you when the workshops are. But don't ever let money prevent you from calling. Don't say, well, I can't afford it. You don't know until you call, because, you know, sometimes the scholarship fund's very full, sometimes not so full. But if it's not full now, it might be in 2 months. And so if you call us, then we can get you in whenever we can. But here's the workshops that are coming up. Every Man's Battle is December the 1st in Dallas. And then Living Light, that's our weight loss. We do it once a year, January the 26th in Washington, D.C. Intimacy in Marriage, February the 16th. And Restore, Hope for a Woman's Heart, February the 23rd in Orange County. And then Take Your Life Back, March the 16th in Orange County. Now, I'll mention something about Take Your Life Back, pretty special. This Wednesday, I believe, isn't Wednesday the 15th? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
November 15th, Wednesday and Thursday, 15th and 16th, Dave Stoop and I are on Focus on the Family talking about Take Your Life Back. Mylon Kay been on there. It's an amazing way to get out to other folks what we're doing here at New Life. But if you are a listener of Focus on the Family, usually they come on in drive time, usually in the morning. We'll be on there the 15th and the 16th talking about Take Your Life Back. If you have read the book, you know there's work to be done. You can join us in Orange County at Southern California, March the 16th. But tune in to Focus on the Family. The 30th, my wife and I are heading down to Family Life today, and we're going to be talking about something that is very near and dear to our hearts. It's a program called Bonus Parenting. And of course, it's all about step-parenting and our way of dealing with the children that we brought into the marriage, not wanting to be step-parents and get stepped on, but wanting to be a bonus to the parents they already have. And then we'll also be doing a program down there on the Mediterranean Love Plan. If you have any stories about Mediterranean Love Plan, let me know. I'll share it on the air there at Family Life today. Anyway, that's what we're doing. Those are the things that are going on there. And I hope and pray that if there's anything that you've thought about you need, you ought to call us and see if we could provide some kind of resource, like a counselor, a book, CD, whatever. We've got a lot of resources. And our call center's in Dallas. And you just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'm going to be there tomorrow. We're having a board meeting. You know, New Life has a board. I don't just get to do anything I want to do. I answer to people. And so we'll have our board meeting there. And it'll be a great time because we have such great, wonderful support from our board members who are really some brilliant people. It's just amazing what they give to New Life. But every person on our board has been impacted by New Life in some way. And so they know the heart of this ministry. All right. We're working on our phones. We'll do the best that we can to get them all fixed up. But if not, you're going to hear some great teaching from Myla and Jill in this next segment. So you can't lose by staying tuned. You will hear them or you'll hear a call, one or the other. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life Life. What do we stand for? Three things: truth, redemptive relationships, and transformation. That's what we'll give you. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard. You know, Jill, we were talking about the Life Recovery Bible.
Yes.
And how we all have to recover from something.
Mm-hmm.
And for many of us, we have to recover from a lack of training in our own families of origin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my family of origin, there was not, if you will, any emotional intelligence. There wasn't any relational intelligence. We never accessed emotions. Self-awareness was non-existent in all the members of our family. And therefore, when we enter into relationship as adults, we don't know how to access that.
Right. And you hear that a lot, Mylon, where families that are non-emotional, it's like they care about each other, they know they love each other, but it's a lot of just exchange of information and not really any heartfelt connection. And then, though, you also find families where there's so much emotion, right? It's kind of the opposite end of the extreme. But when there's too much emotion, it's not modulated at all, there's still sometimes a lack of connection there. You know, just because you can spit out all of your feelings on someone doesn't mean you're really connecting with them and caring and able to listen to them and process the information.
So you just brought up something interesting in me.
Okay.
There was so much emotional drama in my home growing up that I wanted to shut all emotion down.
Right. Yeah.
not only was there just a pure left brain talk about the weather and what's mm-hmm. happening next and what the calendar dates are and what's supposed to happen this weekend.
Right.
But there was so much emotion that I wanted it all to go away.
Mm-hmm.
I would call myself early on emotionally averse.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's like being flooded.
It was. It was so overwhelming that I just wanted it to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get used to this balance. I'm glad you brought this up. I had to get used to a balance whereby I could tolerate emotion, but in the correct proportion, which mm-hmm. also meant I had to learn to do that myself.
Right.
I had to learn to have my own balances of emotion, which was not easy because mm-hmm. I feared extreme emotion. So I wanted to shut it all down.
Right.
So I had to develop a tolerance for tolerating emotion and mm-hmm. learning that I could have a voice in it.
Mm-hmm.
To modulate it, mm-hmm. which was part of me becoming an adult.
Mm-hmm.
When did you develop your first adult voice?
Oh, wow. And we just talked about this in San Jose, and I was sharing about that, about feeling invisible and how so many people struggle with that, especially at transitional times in life, Mylan. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you're leaving home for the first time and going out into the world, I remember really struggling with that. How mm-hmm. do I have a voice here? How do I speak up? And you're trying to really own who you are and what you think about things and what you believe. And so I think it was certainly for me a gradual learning process of learning that something doesn't feel right here. This doesn't quite work. And then having people in my life, really seeking out people who could help me and pick up where my family fell short in teaching me that.
So what would you say, you know, what I shared with you a minute ago was why I had an aversion to mm-hmm. emotions.
The flooding, yeah.
That I get flooded, I get mm-hmm. overwhelmed, I just wanted to shut it all
that
down.
That fear of engulfment.
Yeah. Where mm-hmm. do you think your lack of voice started? Like nobody listened to you? You weren't asked opinions?
Well, I was I guess I'll just share. I shared this, since you're asking me personally, I shared this weekend that I had an abusive alcoholic father. Hmm. And so, you know, and yet I really tried to speak up to him. And yet I would get shut down every time. And
sure.
no matter what I did, it didn't register. And so that caused me to feel hopeless about speaking up.
Who was the first person that ever really listened to you and found out what was going on?
Okay, so I guess we're doing a little therapist.
No, I'm just asking you because somebody had to teach me and be safe enough to listen to me. And let's just say you found a safe person. What were the qualities mm-hmm. of that person?
One that could kind of suspend their own need momentarily mm-hmm. to actually really hear.
Right.
I certainly had a mom in my life that really tried, but I think there was so much going on for her that it was hard for her to be present, as you said. So people in my life, friends, mentors early on, I think, friends' parents, people like that, therapist.
Yeah.
You know, early on, I sought that out because I knew that there was more that could be done. There was more that I needed.
Well, there had to be something that changed the game. There had mm-hmm. to be a paradigm shift. There had to be an awareness that I did not know how to do this thing called emotional intelligence, identify my feelings, mm-hmm. nor ask another person mm-hmm. what theirs was. And I would have to say for myself, it was at the 15-year mark of our marriage when Kay and I felt very stuck.
Yeah.
In our relationship, and we did not have a way to communicate to one another. Mm-hmm. So we sat down and inch by inch, I'll switch to metric, centimeter by centimeter, millimeter by millimeter,
right.
we clawed our way toward mm-hmm. emotional intelligence, emotional vulnerability, emotional mm-hmm. intelligence, where we could begin to not be so afraid of our own emotions nor the emotions of other people.
Mm-hmm.
It was a turning point for mm-hmm. us. And one of the things I've appreciated about you as a friend is your ability to listen, to see, to be mm-hmm. present, and to, as you said a moment ago, not to have your stuff get in the way of listening.
Right, right. Because then it kind of takes the moment away from the other person,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
so
you're
even
not present
over
with them, huh?
identifying with someone, then
sure.
it's all about that person.
This is true.
So.
Well, a little bit on growth, a little bit on change, a little bit about how we are really often start off in this world with not having the various skills that we need. But with good friends, people, safe people, friends, mentors, as Jill said, we can begin to grow into somebody very different, and we hope that'll be true for you as well.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, we're just having all sorts of fun here and technical problems. And so hang in here with us because what else, you know, can we do? Mm-hmm. But what we're going to do in just a minute is we're going to read you a question from a caller. Because we can't get callers on the line, so we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. Not quite like doing Morse code, but close. All right, but I want to mention this to you, that one of the great goals of this ministry is to get you to call us for help. That's a goal we have. Why? Because we know you're not going to get a simplistic answer. We know you're not going to get a Band-Aid to put on a deep wound. We know that when you call us, somebody's going to answer that phone. They've been doing it for a lot of years, and they're going to direct you in the right place. But you have to call us first. Maybe there is a life recovery group for you. Maybe there's a workshop. Maybe even you're looking for an opportunity to serve somebody. You're just saying, it's time for me to go and serve. Okay? So we're going to help you do that. But you have to call us. 1-800-NEWLIFE. And it's so great when people finally work through whatever it is that prevents them from calling, and then they call and they discover there truly is a whole new way of living. It's right there to call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, so Mylon, how about you tell us, what is this question, this call question that we could answer? And let's see what we can do with it.
Well, this was a call that came in from Lynn, and she says, how do I get my mom to accept that she can't live on her own anymore and to move in with my sister? So this is one of those, how do you deal with aging parent kind of a categorical question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, you know, I have a little phrase that sometimes can help. And it's this: Mom, I know what you want. You want freedom, you want independence, you want things to exist like they always have. But I also know what you really want. You really want to be safe. You want to have a productive life. And even though it's hard to ask for it sometimes, you want somebody to help you. I know that's down in there. Well, I can't give you what you want anymore. But I think I can give you what you really want. And you're going to have to trust me. And we're going to have this live-in, move-in situation. Mylon, did I convince you to move or not?
I'm ready.
That was pretty good, Steve.
I am so ready to jump out. I'm ready to go.
That's my best. That's the best I can do. What do you guys think? How would you approach it?
Well, I think first I would just say to Lynn to really assess whether this is the time. I mean, we're assuming that, okay, this is the time and Lynn is correct. But I know a lot of people that really struggle with the fact that their parents are aging. You know, it's your own mortality gets brought up. And I know people long before a parent is really ready for that stage, they're saying, oh, I think they're losing it. I think they're losing it. And, you know, kind of really anxious about kind of taking things over for them. So I think to really assess it, get second opinions, and really, you know, try to kind of do a graduated step process because it is, I mean, it is hard for someone to lose that sense of independence.
Sure is. Yeah.
It's so hard. I mean, I can't even imagine. But I do have some older people in my practice, and they talk about this and how fearful it is. That someone would then, you know, deal with them fairly and lovingly.
I think one of the toughest myths that all of us, whether you're old or whether you're involved in something unhealthy, one of the toughest myths to counter within yourself is the belief that things are going to stay the same over time. You think, well, I've gotten away with this thing for this long. It's just going to always be that way. Then you get a driving under the influence, and you realize, oh, so maybe not. But especially in the elderly, they have a belief or they get tied into this myth that it's okay right now. It's okay if I stay independent because this is the way life's going to be until I die. No, that's not true. And the number one rule, of course, for every person that gets older is don't fall. And that gets increasingly more difficult the older you get. So if we can help them see that everybody, to some degree, is in denial about the reality of life, and the tough reality is it doesn't stay the same. Mylon, what are your thoughts on some kind of transition from total independence to living with somebody else?
Well, I've known some people that have done this well. My wife's grandmother, for instance, was very proactive. One day she said, I'm not going to drive. Here's the keys to my car. And one day she said, I'm selling my house and I'm moving to a place that I've already made arrangements for. So you have some people like this that are very proactive. And she set the bar to help me see what that was like. But many of us live in this thing called denial, or as you said, Steve, we think we're okay and we assess ourselves. And so we're in this self-assessment, which is always talking ourselves into staying comfortable, stay comfortable, stay with the familiar, stay with what is known. I'd suggest to Lynn that one of the things that they need to do is get mom, sister, and Lynn together in the same room and talk about all their concerns, their fears, their worries. Like you said, Jill, you know, I'm just concerned about these things. Mom, what do you think? And to get her opinions on them.
Yeah, not to treat her like she can't comprehend any of this,
right? To be able to ask and to be able to then freely share, what are my opinions on this? Mom, we're very concerned. We wish or we've seen these things happen. For instance, Steve, to your point, we've seen you fall twice, you know, and in falling twice, we think that having an upstairs is not a good idea. And to be able to weigh in, but very honest conversations. Many families never have meaningful conversations until a time like this.
That's right.
And then they're very hard because they've never been checking in with each other, as you and I were saying a little while ago, emotionally, relationally. What does this feel like to be your age? What does it feel like to be alone?
Yeah. Well, I hope that's helpful. I hope whoever sent that to us, we've got a couple other email questions we're going to deal with. But really, one of the things you brought up, Mylon, I think is so key. You better be having some conversations, deep conversations about real life things, especially this, before it's mm-hmm. time to deal mm-hmm. with this.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, you know, if this first time you ever bring up reality, that's really tough if this is the only time, the first time. So please do the tough thing and do the right thing and talk about tough things. Now, I've got up here another email question. I need biblical guidance on separating from my family and my siblings. And there's guilt involved in separating. What do you think? I mean, just overall, we end up sometimes with families that want to engulf us, mm-hmm. which is a nice way of saying they want to eat us alive. they want to control us and shut down anything that's wonderful and spectacular about us. And we have to break away. We can't let that occur. What's a good first step, do you think, in developing some independence and some freedom and asserting who you are as an individual? Mylon, let's start with you. What's a good first step?
I don't think you have to be so extreme to say mm-hmm. I have to separate fully. I would start with something
right.
more simple,
okay.
which is, you ready? No.
There you go.
No, I'm not going to sit there at the same place I sat at mm-hmm. Thanksgiving since I was 4 years old. I'm not going to sit at that spot anymore. You know, I'm a voting member now. So when you see what family does mm-hmm. with the word no, or your opinion, or as an adult, well, here's what I think about such and such. When you weigh in with that adult voice that you and I were
right,
talking about
right.
earlier, we get to see what people's reactions are. So then instead of wholesale, I need to eject my whole family from my ecosystem,
mm-hmm.
I can then selectively choose which of those family members are the safest ones and mm-hmm. distance myself from the ones that are not and build closer relationships for the ones that are. I'm a little concerned about the all or nothing thinking here.
Yeah, good.
Exactly. It's almost like that becomes a protection. If I can completely get them out because I don't feel strong enough
right.
in their presence
right.
to actually say no.
Right.
And so work needs to be done in that arena and maybe some practicing beforehand.
So we don't know the full meaning, but the word that was used was separating. Mm-hmm. And maybe a healthier phrase would be creating some healthy distance.
Yes.
Would that be better? Or
yeah, I like that. Yeah, taking a step back doesn't mean you have to completely leave.
Well, in taking your life back, which is your book, Steve, it's about who are you and asserting that into mm-hmm. your various relationships.
Yeah. Find your voice
mm-hmm.
and find a little distance from anybody that wants to shut down that voice or to be your voice replacement. If you need some help, it's 1-800 New Life. We'll be back.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
You know, some people, when they have technical difficulties, they say, is it Satan? No, it's technical difficulties. So we don't assume that. But hopefully, we're going to get something fixed here in just a minute. But if you have any kind of need, the place to call is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'm going to look at another email question before we do anything.
Could I make one more comment about the last one?
Yes, please do.
Okay, well, you know, the Bible talks about leaving and cleaving. You know?
Yes, I've heard that.
And one must always ask themselves, have I left and cleft? You know,
right.
And so here's the deal. What does leaving mean? Leaving means I've severed or cut the tie between my family and my parents, and then I've welded or glued myself to something new. I've created a new family structure. And so, you know, John Bradshaw, who recently passed away, talked about the family mobile that hangs, and it hangs, and everybody has to be in their place. And when we choose to grow up and then move out of the place that sometimes the family system wants it to keep us in,
right,
that creates a real You ready? It creates a disturbance in the force.
Yes.
Okay. And then everybody reacts to
that. The mobile goes crazy.
Yeah, the mobile goes crazy, and then they want to get you to get back. And
right.
So the deal is, who am I and who am I as a person? And I can't let my family define who I am.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Even if it disrupts the family mobile.
I did not know that Mr. Bradshaw had passed away.
Yes, he
did.
That's
really interesting.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started working in the area of counseling and treatment and all, he was a giant.
Mm-hmm.
He was a giant. Bradshaw on the family. All right, so here's a question. How do we know that marriage is right when we live 2,500 miles apart and see each other every 4 months? Oh, Sarah, you have called the right place, right? So
she has.
She has. I'll take a little stab at this.
To hear what you want to say, Steve.
Well, I'll take a little stab at this.
Okay,
and then you guys chime in. You should have an opportunity through phone calls and emails and texts to get to know each other at such a deep level. Because you're not self-conscious, you know, about how you look or, you know, whatever. You truly have opportunity through those means and others to share who you really are. Now, if you don't have time to do that, then you're not right for each other. If you're not having, when my wife and I lived apart and we were engaged and then we got married and we couldn't actually fully live together full time because Madeline was still in high school and we couldn't fully live together until she went to college. We have a book about a foot thick of the emails that we sent back and forth, and it really helped us get to know each other in a deep way. If you're not doing that, if you're not communicating, if you've got too many things to do to communicate that way, share your thoughts and feelings, then probably not. I mean, you should online be so known by this other person, you can't wait to marry them versus wonder how would we know. So distance in this day and age could actually help you develop a deeper understanding and intimacy than being with each other every day. All right. So, Jill, Mylon, your take.
That's a good point. I mean, with FaceTime, there is that communicating, and it keeps some natural boundaries for the physical attraction, right? You keep yourself in check that way.
Yep.
So I think that's a plus, Steve. However, I think you cannot replace proximity. I think you could know each other on a really deep level and be really connected through those means, but it's the day-to-day stuff that you really have to also have in a relationship. And I think you have to live near one another for at least a period of time.
Before you close the deal, somebody's got to move if you're going to get married.
Because if you're going to get married, where are you going to live, right?
Yeah.
It's like you can't just show up on the wedding day and say, okay, now we're going to be in the same town. Because it's the little things that, you know, kind of can catch you up in day-to-day life that are less romantic and less stirring of longings and all of that.
So, Mylon, your thought?
I get the impression from this email that they're not currently married, but they're exploring the possibilities.
Right.
Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I would say no. I don't think this is a good marrying situation because there's, as you said, Jill and Steve, already there's just not enough of reality in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
See? And then that is building a relationship, therefore, on falsehood. If there's not reality, then we're building on either falsehood or fantasy, where I'm hoping you are going to be, or I'm hoping or dreaming. And so that's not a reality, and that's never going to be great. So in the long run, I would say you're going to have to be together before you tie that knot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So we ought to be able, through social media and stuff, to avoid the physical temptations and really get to know each other. But if you're not doing that and you're not feeling a need to move, so you're actually in proximity, probably not going to go too well. You know, a lot of times when people are asking us questions, just asking the question is an indication. He may not be Mr. Right, but he sure isn't Mr. Not Right Now. We know he's not right now. However you would say that. Did I have two double negatives? I don't know.
Yeah, you kind of.
It made sense to me for some odd reason.
The thing.
It made total sense.
Here's the good news.
Not right now.
Yeah. The good news is I knew exactly what I was trying to say.
I know.
A lot of times I say stuff, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. But in that instance, even though it wasn't the right message, I knew what I was trying to say. Hey, if you can support this ministry, we would be so grateful. We'll send you our 30th anniversary calendar. It's our 30th anniversary 2018 New Life calendar, our way of saying thank you for supporting this ministry. What a great thing that we've been around for 30 years. But we won't be around on the 30th if people don't come through and help us here at year end. $260,000 has been put together by a group of faithful supporters to challenge others to please come along and support this ministry here at year end. So that's our challenge between now and the end of November is $260,000. I think about $100,000 has already come in, and we're so grateful. A gift of any amount, we send you that 2018 calendar. We would love to send that to you. If you help us, you're helping somebody else. Maybe they're getting the only counseling that they can receive by radio. Maybe they're getting a book. Maybe they're able to go to a workshop they can't afford because your money goes to a scholarship that helps folks who can't afford what we do. And it is expensive. We fly in counselors from all over the country to try to help. And it's not just hearing somebody speak. You do some work in a group setting. So if you can help us, please do. And we'll say thank you with that 2018 calendar. I mentioned it before, but Wednesday and Thursday, November 15th and 16th, Dave Stoop and I will be talking about Take Your Life Back on the Focus on the Family broadcast. Please tune in and let them know that you did and you're a New Life listener. You can hear it on many radio programs. You could hear it at focusonthefamily.org or some other websites that they have. You can hear it on our website. A lot of different places you can hear this broadcast, and it is a really special broadcast. They take one or two broadcasts a month, and they spread it out to everybody they can in every way possible, and these two are the ones that they did that with here in November. Pray for that broadcast, that what it would do would attract to some people that don't listen to New Life, would attract them to start listening to New Life and to come and be part of all that we do. Thank you, Mylon Yurkovich. Thank you, Dr. Jill Hubbard. And thanks to all of you who tried to call but couldn't get through because of our technical difficulties. It'll be better. 1-800-229-3000. That's the number. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.